And we are joined in the studio by Nina Oyama and Angus Thompson. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello.
Hi.
Great to have you both in the studio. It's such a cool thing that this show was made at all, but I just must go back to when the two of you met. I'd love to find out. You both went to university together.
Yeah.
Charles Sturt, is that right?
Charles Sturt University in Bathurst.
Yeah, in Bathurst, which is a key part of this, being the Bathurst special on 2SER Wednesday Drive. But what is it? When, do you remember the first time you two met?
Yeah, I was like super drunk at a party and I saw Angus smoking and drinking and I was like, who is letting this disabled guy smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol? And then my friend was like, oh, that's just Angus. Just tell him to shut up. And so when I was really drunk later that night, I was like, hey, Angus, shut up. We'd never met before.
So your first words to Angus were shut up.
Definitely.
I was just minding my business. And this girl comes at me and says, shut up.
Yeah, right. Like, what did you think? Were you like, who is this person?
Trying to have a good time here. And just tell me to shut up.
So you both decided to launch this show together, which is, I feel like there's a great chemistry between the two of you on the screen. And Nina, you directed this as well. Was it, you were acting and directing at the same time. Was it hard to sort of put that together and, you know, when you're sort of writing, directing, starring and something altogether?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But you kind of like, you get used to it, I guess, because you see the scene in a certain way and then you can slot yourself in in that same certain way. Yeah.
Was Angus here hard to direct? You know, or was he just a breeze? He seems to nail it.
What do you think, Angus?
I said I trust you. I don't know about you, but I said I killed it.
Yeah, he definitely did kill it.
He nailed it, man.
Angus was the easiest part of directing the show, I think. It's all those other divas that that we worked with, like Sammy J and Veronica Milsom.
Oh, Rob Sitch, I'm sure he was.
And Rob Sitch, oh my God. He was like... Yeah, he was. He was crazy. He like only wanted red M&Ms and fresh oysters. No. Everybody was lovely. This
well,
all
that's the thing.
You
got an amazing cast. Sammy J, Rob Sitch, Veronica Milsom. I even saw a few local improv artists in there, like Eddie Sharp. And I think Beck Shaw had a vocal line.
She did. How did she pick that up?
No, I looked at the credits.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She says 10 minutes. Yeah. That's her exact line. And her credit was 10 minutes voice.
Yeah, I saw that. That was fantastic. But obviously, it's been great. You've been able to get a whole bunch of great cast together from all over the place. Mm. And then you went out to Bathurst. I know some was filmed here, some was in Bathurst. But because you all went to uni in Bathurst, is that the sort of reason you wanted to go back there? Or is it just because you really wanted to set it in like that real life place you were at?
Yeah, definitely. I think like Angus has lived in Bathurst his whole life. So Angus lives there. So it's just...
And it's known by the larger population as the Bathurst 1000 town.
Yeah.
That's just a village supercar town, and we wanted to show it for more than just a car racing town.
Exactly. Yeah. And we were talking about this earlier, that Bathurst is more than just a car race. There's a lot of great history there. A lot of really interesting people that live there. And now that you've put it out there and you're showing what Bathurst is all about, it's also about going to find horses and their adrenaline, the great drug scene.
Well, not wrong. Are we allowed to say that on radio? Oh, it doesn't matter.
Community radio. It's
yeah. But we do think like there is a looser vibe in regional Australia where you kind of, there is a lot of behavior that goes unmonitored. And I think, especially when you have like a university there where there's like just tons of kids there for about 9 months of the year, just, you know, mucking about and getting drunk in the day and kind of running the town in a sense. And then they kind of clash with this very conservative kind of, you know, baby boomers that have moved west for the tree change. The thing is, because the students, there's so many of them, they kind of run the town. Like there's nothing the conservative side can really do about it. So it is fun to watch that clash, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Angus, your acting was great. Like, I don't know how much experience you have in acting, but you did an awesome job. Do you have like who have you looked up to in sort of acting wise? Have you ever thought, oh, I want to be like that? I want to be like them.
Well, I love that, like, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix, yeah, yeah.
Like,
he's a great actor, and he can put himself into all sorts of different roles.
Yeah.
Were you acting in the Angus Project as yourself, or were you putting on this new persona? Like, how similar were they?
Well, in the web series, I was definitely mostly myself.
Okay.
But in the pilot, Angus is very driven in his singular.
Yeah, yeah. He's more driven as a journalist.
He needs to fulfill this role throughout the episode.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's interesting. So you are putting on this character, which is a bit different to yourself, and, you know, you nailed it. And I think Nina can be the crazy one. She can go off and, you know, trying to find the pies on the table on the side.
Oh, yeah, that was the trope when we were writing it. We're like, Nina is always hungry, and she's always searching for the next thing she can eat.
Is that just real life, or is that no?
Yeah, that's real life. That's whenever me and Angus go out, I always eat all his chips, and there's nothing he can do about it.
Pretty much half my meals.
It's fine.
Now, this pilot episode also introduces a character called Whizza, who is disabled as well.
He's an amputee.
So
legs are missing.
Well, this is sort of the idea of the series, is to, I guess, give more opportunity for disabled people or maybe minority groups to see them on the screen.
Oh, absolutely. I think like the main difference between the web series and this one was the web series was largely focused on Angus and Nina and their lives. Whereas when we got the opportunity to have a 30-minute show, we were like, oh, like we can use this as a platform to showcase diverse acts.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really important that we do, because like literally no other people in Australia are putting disability on screen in this way. And mm-hmm. So, I mean, the ABC I think is pretty good. They've been doing this set with Dylan Alcott and Invictus Games.
Yeah.
And that's been really great. But yeah, I mean, we just want to put diverse characters on screen and show disability for what it is, because it just gets no airtime here.
Yeah.
And we wanted to tell a story that Nina and I thought hadn't been told.
Yeah.
In TV and movies about what disabled people can do.
Yeah.
And what they're capable of.
Yeah, for sure.
As a main character of a TV show.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I haven't seen it before, and I'm sure you haven't seen it before, so yeah. It's exciting.
That's why we had to make it,
yeah.
So it could exist in the first place, which is totally. Kind of crazy now that you think about it. But
yeah.
Well, we're glad that it happened.
And I, when people watch it, we're going to put the link on our website soon, but when people watch this, they need to look in the background, these little scenes in between, because I have this feeling it's sort of making out the point that able people who get used to what they can do, and that they get pissed off at things that they can't do or something that happens. But when things happen to, you know, disabled people, it's a different scenario. Obviously, you know, I don't know if I'm reading into it too much, but there was a bit of that sort of background going into it between some of the scenes.
Oh, is that like, so we kind of had breakers whenever we needed a breath in the
breakers,
show.
That's the official term.
That's
yeah.
The technical term behind the scenes. But we did have breakers where like, is it where the kids are like, you know, there's a girl and she pees in the guy's bush and he sprays her with a hose.
Yeah. It's like these little comedy bits in between. But I wasn't sure if there was a greater story being told in there.
I guess to me, that's definitely the character of Bathurst being brought out, which is this rebellious kids clashing with the baby boomers. But
there we go. I think I'm reading it completely wrong. I'll tell you later what I thought it was.
Read it however you want to. Because the other thing is like, yeah, I mean, the able-bodied characters in the show aren't necessarily the greatest of people.
Oh, no, as well. True. And Veronica Milsom's character is a cack, but yeah.
She's so condescending as well.
She's nasty as hell.
And even like Rob Sitch's character Ron, who is Angus's newspaper editor, like though he's well-meaning, still Angus comes and works for free for him.
Oh, that's
you
true.
Know? And so that's a really interesting comment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking for what are the chances of this becoming a full-fledged series?
I'd say one in four, because there are four other pilots that we need to that. Also might get it.
Competing against. Yeah,
yeah, in a way. We got our fingers crossed. Yeah. Definitely check us out on iView. I think views can't hurt.
Well, that's it. And it does count. And jump on iView, watch it. And also there's a web series which people can find online somewhere.
Yep, also on iView. On iView. It's all well. On iView. All ABC is our home.
And we love the ABC here. And it's so fantastic you come on down and talk to us all about it. Angus, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you in the whole series next year. And yeah, no worries. Thank you for coming in, Nina.
Oh, thanks for having me too.